Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. No Danny today. His recovery from a procedure on the nose continues. He will be back, able to breathe better and talk better than ever very, very soon. Texted with him this afternoon. Made sure everything was going well. Said he's feeling a lot better today. So Monday, Danny will be here with us, hopefully, on G&D. Got a great show planned for you. Excited to tell you that new Commanders starting left guard Nick Allegretti, a three-time Super Bowl champion with the Chiefs, will be joining the show at 3 o'clock live in 1 hour right here on The Fan. At that time, by the way, at 3, I'm going to be giving away the final pair of tickets to see Tom Papa at Warner Theater that we've got this week. Also today at 4 o'clock ahead of our Beltway Blitz, I've got tickets to Old Glory DC Rugby. If you want those, you better be listening at 4 and able to chime in. Reminder, as always, as we kick off the show, to kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They're the official G&D show sponsor. They help protect your assets, update your will and trust, schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys, and visit kmlawyers.com like my parents have and had a meeting with them this week. Loved the process. Thought it was seamless. Mention the show. Get a discount. That's what the Paulsons did. kmlawyers.com. There's a ton going on in sports today. Sneaky, great sports day. It's always a privilege to come on and the air and talk about the teams I care about. You grow up a sports fan in the Washington, D.C. area. To get to do this for a living, it's not a real job. It can be work, but it's certainly not a job. It's fun. But today is one of those days where it's going to be really cool to be on the air. A lot to chew on. So I'm going to go rapid fire, get you up to speed with everything going on as we set up the show here. First and foremost, last night the Caps got a big win. 2-1 over the Seattle Kraken. They had to have this game. And after the game, in the dressing room, Spencer Carberry addressed the boys, and he started his post-game speech by yelling at them that they were only 1 point out of the playoffs. Feels good. You know, they traded some of their key veterans. In fact, both Evgeny Kuznetsov and Anthony Mantha scored goals last night in Carolina and Vegas, respectively. But the Capitals, who have turned things over to the young kids coming up from the minors, got their teeth kicked in a couple of times out west to kick off a really tough road trip, but they have been playing very, very solid hockey coming into this five-game West Coast trip that was going to make or break their season. They had won 7 of their last 10 points in 8 of their last 10, and they had to get points last night, and thanks to Connor McMichael on a breakaway, turning a 1-1 game into a 2-1 lead, they were able to harness the 2 points that they needed on the road.
By Bjornstrand, and a puck deflected away wide. McCann in front trying to redirect it. Here's Bjorkstrand, turn it over. McMichael on a break. One on none. Comes in on the court. Scores! Connor McMichael on the breakaway. It's 2-1 Washington.
McMichael's gotten a lot better as he's played a lot more this year. Now 23 years old, the Ontario native, with 26 points on the season. That was goal number 14. I still think he's scratching the surface. I'm not sure that he'll ever be a star, like an assassin in the top six or anything, but he's a good little player, and he's become really important. One of, right now, 9 different guys that they're tapping into down the stretch who are 26 or younger. And you look at the resurgence since the All-Star break, the Capitals tied for 8th in the league in goals scored with 59. Their power play, 4th best in the NHL, operating at about a 30% clip since the All-Star break. Like what you're seeing from the young guys. Huge, huge win for them last night. Next up, after a day off today, they are at the Canucks tomorrow at 10 p.m. Elsewhere, speaking of kids trying to make Washington, D.C. sports fans happy, it's the prospect breakout game today for the Nats and the Mets. So for those of you that haven't been paying attention to this, really good idea by Major League Baseball. With more attention being paid to the minor leagues and the prospects, MLB is having every single team in spring training in both the Grapefruit, Florida, Cactus, Phoenix, Arizona, and surrounding areas partake in a spring breakout. So it's basically all of our best prospects against your best prospects as far as who's available to strap it up and play a game to just showcase the best minor league talent. So the Nats game to satisfy the prospect requirement is today, a 3 o'clock first pitch. It's not televised or anything. It's not on the radio. But I will tell you that the lineup is exciting. Dylan Cruz, number 2 pick out of LSU last year, leading off. James Wood, who's been unbelievable in spring training, who they got in the Soto deal, batting second, playing right. Brady House, former first-round pick, who had a big year in the minors, hit well over 300 last year. Third baseman bats third. Yo-Yo Morales, who they took in the second round at pick 40 last year at the University of Miami, killed the ball in the minor leagues. He hits cleanup. Trey Lipscomb, who's had a great spring and is going to be in the big leagues probably way earlier than people think this year, is batting sixth, playing short. Andrew Pinckney, really good athlete out of Alabama, fourth-round pick this past season, who had a 4-for-4 game where he hit a home run off Paul Skeens, the best pitcher in the country last year at LSU. He's hitting seventh, playing left. Dusty Baker's kid, Darren, who's a triple-A, like major league-ready type utility option, is hitting ninth, playing second base as a left-handed bat. Jackson Rutledge is on the mound. The Org minor league pitcher of the year, Andrew Alvarez, a lefty, gets an inning in this game. You'll see Harleen Susana throwing in this game today, who they got in the Soto deal. The 100-mile-an-hour throwing high school arm was huge, about 6'6" and change. Travis Sikora is going to pitch in this game. So it's just kind of a who's who. And if you're into the prospects, I think you'll get a kick out of seeing, you know, the box score when it's all said and done today, but a nice little glimpse into the future. Speaking of the Nats, we've got their major league game today that they're playing in spring training on these airwaves coming up at about 4 hours from now, at right around 6:10, I believe, is the first pitch. Charlie and Dave will have the proceedings. So if you want to scratch that baseball itch, we've got it for you on The Fan today. News out of the NFL. The ball is rolling downhill. There is no slowing down the National Football League in player movement and acquisitions. But the biggest news of the day actually has nothing to do with signings or free agency. Aaron Donald retiring. You just heard Toby talk about this in the update. Aaron Donald, a first ballot Hall of Famer and one of the greatest defensive linemen in league history, is hanging him up. 10 Pro Bowls, 8 All-Pros, 4, count them, 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards for Aaron Donald. I was thinking about this because to say future Hall of Famer doesn't feel like it does it justice. The Hall of Fame is probably bigger than it should be. To say first ballot Hall of Famer is the honor you bestow upon the greats ever. And I think in his case, that probably isn't even good enough. He was that special. So where I'm going to go is Aaron Donald is one of the best players I've ever seen play in my life. To me, that's probably the right amount of reverence. And I was trying to think about, you know, my lifetime as a fan, born in 88, My earliest memories of the Redskins are around 94, 95. My earliest memories of other kind of generic NFL players around the league in real time were about then, maybe a year later. So in my lifetime, who are the greatest players I've ever seen at the peak of their powers? The list looks something like, you know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees at quarterback. Non-QBs, maybe LaDainian Tomlinson, Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, right? I mean, those just top of my head, some of the great players of the 2000s. Aaron Donald is on that list. That's how great a player he was. Must-see television, just did it at a level pretty much higher than everybody else. And yet another reminder, there are hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them, that the draft is such a crapshoot and such an inexact science. Aaron Donald was the 13th overall pick back in 2014 out of the University of Pittsburgh. Sammy Watkins was taking 10 picks before him. Blake Bortles went at the top of that draft. A tackle named Greg Robinson was the number 2 overall pick that year. And that was a really good draft, by the way. You look at some of the names, whether it's Taylor Lewan or Odell Beckham Jr., Anthony Barr, Jake Matthews, Khalil Mack. Some great players went early in the first round that year. But Aaron Donald at 13 overall unequivocally becomes the guy that will be the face of that draft class as one of the best players who's ever played. So happy trails as he steps away. While that was the biggest news in the NFL maybe today, I think the most important news with ripple effects here in Washington and projecting out for the rest of the offseason, the most critical development today that is going to shape what happens in the months ahead in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings have traded up for the number 23 overall pick in this coming draft this spring. They already have the 11th pick. They sent their second rounder this year and next year and a sixth round pick to the Texans to get the second pick, which, by the way, or the 23rd pick, I should say, but their second pick of the first round. That felt light to me. Now, the Texans, they're just loading up. They've got talent. They might even feel like, based on their cap situation, going and getting Danielle Hunter and spending a bunch of money, maybe they're okay not having a first round pick at the rate that you're going to pay the number 23 pick this year. And they're just kind of layering things where next year they'll have 2 seconds, extending their window with their young quarterback, C.J. Stroud, on a rookie contract. But if I'm giving up a first rounder, I want a first rounder back. I don't care if it's next year. I don't care when it is. I know it's 23. It's not like the fifth overall pick. And I'm sure you can look at draft charts that'll tell you that giving up 2 twos is equal to a late first. That's kind of a mid-first to me in a pretty deep class, by the way. But the point of the story here is not the Texans, it's the Vikings. Because what they plan on doing, very obviously, with picks 11, which they already had from going 7-10 and losing their final 4 games, strategically brilliant, and now the 23rd pick, originally the Browns selection, Cleveland sent it to Houston, Houston sent it on to Minnesota. And maybe that's part of this discussion, by the way, is that the Texans would have had 2 picks. They actually traded one of them to Arizona, so they've traded both of their first-round picks. But maybe they felt like it was redundant because it wasn't their pick anyway. I don't know. But now if you're the Vikings, you got 2 in the first round. There's your ammunition to go up and get a quarterback. And you know they want to. Kirk Cousins left. He's in Atlanta with the Falcons. They have signed Sam Darnold. They're paying him $10 million, which seems like a lot to me. But Darnold just washed a bunch of the stink off by going and spending a year in the Kyle Shanahan Reclamation Society of quarterbacks. So now he might get another crack initially, depending on who they draft, to start for Minnesota. That's as good a landing spot for a quarterback as you can draw up. You got the best receiver in the NFL, in my opinion, in Justin Jefferson on one side. You got a budding star on the other in Jordan Addison. You've got a tight end if and when T.J. Hockenson comes back early this season from a torn ACL. I'm guessing it'll be a few weeks into the year. But he's one of the most prolific and productive tight ends in the sport. I mean, there were a lot of weeks where Cousins would target him 12, 13 times, and he'd catch 9 or 10 balls over the last year and a half since they got him from Detroit in a midseason trade. And that Vikings line is not elite by any means, but it's gotten better. It was terrible for a while. It's now back end top 10, maybe top 12 in the NFL. They got a really good left tackle in Christian Darrisaw, a very solid right tackle in Brian O'Neill. So I think if you're Sam Darnold, your eyes light up and you're licking your lips, salivating a little bit about the possibility of getting your career back on track if you could play early in the season. But the Vikings don't seem to want that very much. They went and got Darnold so that in the event that they couldn't move up or they can't get a quarterback, they've got someone to fall back on. See Washington with Marcus Mariota. By the way, the Commanders were in on Darnold as well. I'm going to imagine they didn't want to pay him $10 million because they're not insane. That's a lot of money for Sam Darnold. But here's the question as it pertains to the Commanders. How far up can the Vikings get just by packaging 11 and 23? Because that's got to be the first thought here is you turn two first-rounders into one and you go up the board. So this is not the best way to do it, but it's the best way an outsider like me who can't talk to GMs in every front office around the league. I pulled up a Jimmy Johnson draft picks value chart, and I just looked at what is 11 and 23 worth cumulatively, and basically the value is equal to pick 3.5, meaning the number of points for picks 11 and 23 are the same as what it would be to sit between the third and the fourth picks. Pick 3, New England owns, way more valuable than the points the Vikings would be giving you at 11 and 23. Pick 4, which the Cardinals have, not as valuable as what the Vikings would be giving you. So you could do some pick swaps later rounds or add or subtract picks, you know, in the 5th, 6th, 7th, whatever, to try to get the points closer together if you needed to. But the idea would be, I think, that the Vikings start calling teams one after another from the Bears to the Commanders to the Patriots to the Cardinals on down to see what does it cost to come up. This has not been a secret that the Minnesota Vikings, post Kirk Cousins, are in the game to get a rookie quarterback. They want a rookie contract QB. Because if we're being honest, this is what everyone should be trying to do that does not have Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow, right? If you've already paid your guy because you're sure you have a star, and you better be sure, you know, the Chargers paid Justin Herbert. The Eagles paid Jalen Hurts. You know, the Ravens, two-time MVP Lamar Jackson. Not necessarily in that top three class, but certainly in Jackson's case with multiple MVPs, not that far off. You just better be right. Because look at the quarterback cap hits in the Super Bowl if you're not talking about Brady, Peyton Manning, or Patrick Mahomes over the last decade plus. Brock Purdy on a rookie contract. Jalen Hurts on a rookie contract. Those guys made $0.9 million and $1.6 million when they quarterbacked in the Super Bowl. Matt Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo at about $20 million, which is, by the way, not even mid-tier starter money. Even though Stafford was outstanding, the first year of his contract with the Rams was a low cap number. Jimmy Garoppolo's a Jag who Kyle Shanahan dragged to the Super Bowl. He made $20 million because, you know, that's as much as you're going to pay Jimmy Garoppolo, frankly. But really, it's a bunch of rookie contracts. It's Purdy. It's Hurts. It's Jared Goff, L.A. Rams version, before he got paid. It's Joe Burrow of the Bengals in the Super Bowl on a rookie contract. End of his rookie contract, he was making $8 million. But think about this. Four of the last six QBs in the Super Bowl, not named Mahomes, Brady, or Peyton Manning, rookie deals. So that's the game the Vikings want to play. They want to move up, and the question becomes, how high up can they go? My first thought is 11 and 23 by itself without anything else is not enough to get up to one, Chicago, or two, Washington. Is it enough to get the Patriots to bite at three? Does Robert Kraft call a boardroom meeting with his son Jonathan and their new front office and coaching staff that they're slicing together in year one with the Patriots to say, what do we think, guys? 11 and 23 for three, is that something we're willing to do? I think at four, the Cardinals should do that. I really believe that. I know Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a star, probably one of the best receivers in the NFL within a couple of years. And he's the guy that they supposedly are all over. That they're linked more to him probably than any team is to any player other than the Bears and Caleb Williams. But this is such a good receiver class. It's outstanding. And if you go back to 11 and 23, you think the Cardinals don't have a bunch of needs? One of the worst teams in the league the last couple of years? Monty Austinfort, by the way, proved last year nobody made more trades during the draft than that guy. I think he likes moving around the board and getting cute and working the phones. So that would be my guess right now if I had to pencil something in. In fact, last night I took my first crack at like a mock top 10 after Keenan Allen got traded to the Bears because I thought, all right, maybe Chicago isn't going to take a wide receiver like I was thinking at 9. Maybe now they go O-line there after taking Caleb Williams 1-1. But I had before the Vikings trade today, them moving up to 4 with the Cardinals. I just think that got a lot more likely now with 2 first-round picks to offer. But the question really is, could they get up higher than that? Because they're going to want to. Supposedly, they love Drake May. You want to be in the top 3. I know that we're getting a lot of analysts and media people now coming on who are all selling J.J. McCarthy as being right there with May and with Daniels. I just have a hard time imagining that teams aren't going to see being in the top 3 to get one of those QBs, Williams, May, Daniels. You guarantee yourself one of those 3 guys if you're picking 3rd, say New England, or higher. I think the difference between that and picking 4th with the Cardinals, where if you're the Vikings, are you really giving up 11 and 23? You're that sure about J.J. McCarthy to probably go get him at 4? And maybe it goes another way. Maybe Drake May falls to 4. You know, maybe the Commanders take Jaden Daniels and the Patriots take J.J. McCarthy, and you still get your guy in Drake May. But the question becomes, do the Commanders love Daniels, May, or McCarthy enough that they refuse to trade back? Do the Patriots feel smitten enough with one of the QBs, Daniels, May, McCarthy enough that when the Vikings call and say, we got 11 and 23 for 3, they say, nah, we're not moving back, we're good. And again, the Vikings can add more. They could throw in a 2nd this year or a 2nd next year, and all of a sudden you give them a 4 or 5 or something and the points match up. And effectively, you're picking twice in the first round. There's more to it than that. But you trade that top 3 pick to go back and have, you know, 2, not 1, first-rounders you're adding to your program. But I really do, at the end of the day, I think that's the biggest question. Are the Commanders led by Peters, are the Patriots, Kraft and their front office, do they make the decision, we're not moving back because we love whoever it is that they have fallen for? Because if you're not sold, if you don't really like May or you don't really love Daniels, if you're not in on McCarthy and you're going, Penix is kind of the same as those guys to us. You could get Penix at 11. You might even be able to get him at 23. You know, Bo Nix is not that different to us than Drake May or Jaden Daniels, which is not how I feel for the record. But in a hypothetical where that's how the team feels, then a trade back for New England, Arizona makes sense. The Chargers are going to be open for business. I just don't think that at number 5, where LA's got a pick, as they've been completely gutting that roster since Jim Harbaugh took over, I'm not sure that that is high enough to go up if you're Minnesota. Number 1, to warrant giving up 11 and 23, but maybe more importantly, to get the quarterback that you want. You probably got to go up higher than that. So here's where we should start opening up the MGM National Harbor listener lines today. And this is based on the Vikings trade that they pulled off to get the 23rd pick. I am telling you in this hypothetical that the Vikings are calling Adam Peters today and they're offering 11, 23, and a first round pick next year for the number 2 overall pick in this year's draft. Are you doing that trade? 11, 23, and a 1 next year for the number 2 pick to move back 9 spots. Do you do it? Yes or no? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'll give you my answer next on Grant and Danny. Remember, new left guard Nick Allegretti is on the show at 3 o'clock on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny. On the Fan, we've got the new left guard of the Commanders, Nick Allegretti, joining the show right at 3 o'clock in about 30 minutes. I want to talk to him about his very successful stay as one of Andy Reid's favorite players, from what I was told, in Kansas City with the Chiefs, a three-time Super Bowl champion, stopping by in 30 minutes here on Grant and Danny. I don't know if you guys saw, we got a brand new shirt in the merch store. It's a very cool shirt. It says Peters Quinn 24, like a ticket running together for office, and underneath in a small print. And I like that this is in small print because I don't really do curse words on shirts. But it says good S. Excuse me. It says tough S with good people. And it's not spelled out. They've got some like little hashtags and stuff in the bad word. But I will say, very, very good looking shirt. Go check it out and maybe grab yourself one on our merch store. The Fan's merch shop, very much open for business. 1067thefanshop.com for our selection of men's and women's shirts and hoodies. We've got coffee mugs and so much more. Winning off the field shirts, if you like those, representing your boys G&D, the perfect gift going into the spring, 1067thefanshop.com. All right, business to tend to on the phones. You can line up your calls at 800-636-1067. The Vikings today traded 2 second-round picks for the 23rd pick, which they pry away from the Houston Texans. This was a Browns pick that was acquired by Houston in the Deshaun Watson trade of yesteryear. So now it belongs to the Vikings, who are going to be on the clock at 11 and 23. The most obvious takeaway ever is that they're going to want to package 11 and 23, and they want to go way up as high as possible into the top five so that they can draft a quarterback because Kirk Cousins is now in Atlanta. How high can they go? I think right now the answer is they could get to 4 if the Cardinals are willing to pass on Marvin Harrison Jr., and I think they should. In a great receiver draft, they'd come back maybe. I don't think they'll get the Patriots to bite on just 11 and 23, and I know Washington wouldn't do it for those two picks. The value's not close. But I'm putting together a little offer here where I'm saying the Vikings throw in the sweetener of 11 and 23 this year and then 1 next year. Could be early, could be mid-round, whatever. To make it work, based on just some of the numbers I'm looking at, Washington probably has to throw in a mid-round pick next year. Let's say it could be, I guess, as high as a 3, but I'll say a 4, right? So the Commanders are giving up number 2 this year and a 4 next year, and then they're getting 11 and 23 this year and a first-rounder next year, so they'd have 2 first-round picks next season. Would you do that? The bones of the deal, 11, 23, and a 1 next year for the number 2 pick. Meaning you are deciding not to take Drake May or Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy. You're not taking one of the big three quarterbacks that's going to be there for you post-Caleb Williams. and you're kicking the can down the road and saying, we'll figure it out. Now, maybe you figure it out at 11. Maybe it's Michael Penix right there, or maybe you really like Bo Nix and you take him there, or maybe it's Bo Nix at 23, and you didn't wait till next year in a down quarterback draft class to find your answer, and you're not going into the season, you know, with Marcus Mariota and someone else that you signed to compete with him late here. But rather that you actually have a kid on the roster for now, that you take at 11 or 23. I'll just tell you before we get to the calls, I wouldn't do this. As enticing as it is, when I said it, Ryan's eyes lit up. He's like, ooh, that's interesting. I'm asking Darius during the break. He's giving it some thought. Like, that's a good deal. It makes a lot of sense. The value for Washington's a net win, probably. I'll make this very simple. I'll make this really succinct. Economy of words for you here. Stay at 2 and take the best quarterback that you like the most. That's it. Period. End the 30-year search of the helicopters flying overhead and the boats in the water with their lights trying to find your QB and the charade. But Drake might not be good. True. But what if Jaden Daniels' transition doesn't go smoothly and he's a bust? Possible. J.J. McCarthy didn't do much in college. He's probably not going to be very good in the pros. Your odds are you might be right. The best chance you have to be right is at number 2. Not at number 11, the odds are worse. Not at 23, the odds are considerably worse. Not in the second or the third or the fourth round. You're batting below 500 no matter what. Yeah, you're fighting an uphill battle to find a great quarterback. You're more than likely going to miss, historically speaking. But if your chance of hitting at number 2 overall is 37%, and that scares the heck out of you because 70% of the time, if you're going in that range, you don't work out. What do you think the chances are at 11 in the EJ Manuel, Christian Ponder, Dwayne Haskins part of the first round? What do you think the chances are at 23 in the Brandon Weeden, Johnny Manziel part of the first round? The lower you go, the worse the chances. So you're telling me I just don't like the possibilities of using a number 2 pick on, you know, a guy that might not work. Only 37% of the time it's going to work. So you're going to opt into the 19% of the time that it might work at 11, or the, you know, 14% of the time that it might work in the 20s, or the 6% of the time that it'll work in the second round, or the 2% in the third, or the 1% in the fourth and beyond. And I'm making these numbers up, but you get the point of the dude's story. Stay at 2, take a quarterback. Invest every hour of every day from about a week from now when you put a bow on your free agency planning until you're on the clock with every resource you have in your building, all the smartest people you got, Peters and Newmark and everybody else. If you want Martin Mayhew in the room, you can have him in the room too. Every scout you got from Tim Gribble on down. Which of these QBs is going to be the best in the next 10 years? Which one turns into a star? Find him. And if you're wrong, do that exercise again next year and the year after. But I'm not moving back. And I also think you kind of pigeonholed yourself a little bit yesterday with the Sam Howell trade, which was a great trade in my opinion. But you've made it even more obvious and clear that you can't trade back. Like, you can't go back to 11 and 23 now with Marcus Mariota as your starter. Because what if you go back to 11 and you go, worst case scenario, we'll take Penix and he'll take over for Mariota a handful of weeks into the season. And then Penix goes before 11 and McCarthy's off the board and there's no quarterbacks. And now the draft is ending and you got Marcus Mariota and Jake Fromm or whatever other Jag quarterback you've signed in your building. The fallback option of last year's starter who's 23 and threw for almost 4,000 yards and 20 touchdowns is now in Seattle. Good deal. No problem with it. In fact, I'd make that deal 7 days a week. But it does make it even harder, I think, to trade back. It makes it make less sense to trade back. It makes it more pertinent that you stay at 2 and take a quarterback so that you have a starter in week 1 that isn't named Marcus Mariota. I would not move back. I want to know about you guys, though. And we're going to get to your calls and take your thoughts on this next. 800-636-1067. The Vikings added the 23rd pick in a trade today They're going to package 11 and 23 to go up. If they put those picks in a future one together to come all the way up nine spots, and you're the Commanders at two, would you take 11, 23 in a future one and go backwards? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Danny's out. I'm solo. You're listening to G&D on the Fan. We will be catching up with one of the 16 free agents the Commanders have signed in this new league year, Nick Allegretti of the Kansas City Chiefs fame. Three-time Super Bowl champion will be on the show top of the hour in about 13 minutes. But right now, 800-636-1067 is the number. The question I've got for you guys, would you trade back if the Vikings come calling with picks 11 and 23 and a future first-round pick? Wayne is in D.C. on the Fan. Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing? Okay, so I'm coming from this from a different perspective. Now, to answer to your question, yes, if I was the Commanders, I would do it. But I've been a Vikings fan since I was 12. I'm 67 now. God, I hope they don't do that. Please don't do that. That's not why they traded for that pick. I'll tell you what they're going to do. With the 11th pick, they're going to take one of those pass rushers, either Verse from Florida or the guy from Alabama. With the 23rd pick, they're going to take Michael Penix Jr. That's why they did this.
Here's the problem with that, though, Wayne, and I'm not cutting you off. You can respond to this. The problem with that is you can't be confident that Penix will be there at 23. So
I understand.
Based on that logic, you're going to have to take him before that, whether it's with pick 11. Like, if they really like Penix, in other words, your point is they want Penix, they're coming out of the first round with Penix, you can't wait till 23, because let's say he goes at 18, 19, 20, or whatever. Then now you're on the board at 23. Sam Darnold's your starter. Kirk Cousins is with the Falcons. And you don't have a quarterback.
I've calculated that. I think they're thinking, and I'm thinking a lot of teams are going to be scared off by his injury history. So, I mean, a lot of people think he's going to drop into the second round.
Some
they
do.
Get back into the first round so they can pick him.
The rumor,
gonna,
remember,
my
though.
Word.
Appreciate
mark
you.
My word.
They are marked. I'm jotting down Wayne and DC's words. Appreciate you, buddy. people thought C.J. Stroud was going to slide deep into the mid or late first round last year. Remember with the S2 cognitive nonsensical, all that stuff that was happening? The big story before the draft with C.J. Stroud was that he was not going to go at the top of the board. And then he went number 2 overall. You can't convince me that you can go in confidently saying you're going to get Penix at 23 overall. Now, they might be able to, but you have to understand the difference, right, of if that worked out that way, awesome. But if you're waiting until 23, you're taking a non-quarterback at 11, and we'll just get our guy at 23, what if he's gone? You have to prepare for that. Now you have Sam Darnold, and you are wasting the final year of the contract of Justin Jefferson, a important year in the rookie deal of Addison. You are wasting one of the great supporting casts in the National Football League at that point on basically a bridge season for Darnold. I think if that were to happen, they would have to take Bo Nix probably, assuming they like him or think that he can play in the league. That would maybe be the fallback, just because you can't then go into the year with Darnold and another veteran like Nick Mullins as your QBs. Damon's in Oxon Hill. What's up, Damon?
Not much, Grant. Thanks for taking my call. I mean, it's not a favorable thing to sort of trade back, especially that high up in the draft. But the only way I could see doing it is if you figure you want to get a guy like Bo Nix or McCarthy, and they're not rated to go number 1 or 2. So I mean, if the quarterback that you're looking at is one of those guys, sure, I could see it. Otherwise, nah.
So that's a really good point, and I actually think that needs to be brought up here. Thank you, Damon. McCarthy's actually going to go, I would say, unequivocally before 23 and probably before 11. I think there's a better chance he goes 4 or 5 than that he goes outside of the top 10. But let's just assume he goes top 10. Maybe it's back end between 6 and 10. Somebody trades up, whatever. When you go back to 11, you have to assume that at that spot, you can probably get Penix at the start of the Penix window, and you could definitely get Bo Nix if you're ahead of Denver, who's been linked to him a little bit, behind 11 in the early, I think they're 13 or 12. They might be right behind the Vikings. But if you, on your board, think that the difference between Bo Nix or Michael Penix, whichever one you like, is minuscule compared to McCarthy and May and Daniels, then trading back is actually brilliant. We just don't know what the board looks like. All we can do is assume. And my assumption is that they're going to watch Drake May, who's 6'4 and 230 and had more big-time throws the last 2 years than anybody in the country, and they're going to go, this guy's a much better prospect than Bo Nix, who's 36 years old. Numbers approximate. Or they're going to look at Jaden Daniels and they're going to say the Heisman Trophy winner who had 50 touchdowns and 4 picks last year in the SEC and was unbelievably dynamic for LSU is a better prospect than a guy who's had a couple of knee repairs from ACL tears and who's in his mid-20s in Michael Penix. I just think that the gap is sizable. But if they don't, then absolutely trading back then is not only logical, it's a massive victory. If we were able to walk in after hours to Ashburn's facility, get to Peters' office, pick the lock, look at the draft board, and we see that their number one quarterback is Michael Penix or Bo Nix, you know, right behind Caleb Williams, then I would be willing to go to a sports book and put a lot of money down on a trade back. But that's, to me, essentially what you're suggesting. There was a pretty massive trade in the NFL moments ago with a quarterback that I have not seen anybody suggesting would be traded, who was a starter last year. We'll give you the details next as soon as we return on Grant and Danny, and then we'll catch up with Nick Allegretti, the new starting left guard of the Commanders. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.